by Church of God presents Herbert W. Armstrong.
Once again, let me ask as I used to ask time and time again after year after year of seeing festivals, why are we here? I wonder if you realize that this is the largest annual church conclave or convention on the face of the earth. Now, there was at one time, I think, a larger number of people than we have at any one site meeting in the Rose Bowl. I don't remember whether it was Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormons, or who, but there was something. But that was only one time. And it didn't happen next year or the year before. But ours is a festival that comes year after year in feast sites all over this world. And we have almost 100,000 attending in the combined feast sites all over the various of this world. Now, these annual festivals were ordained of God, not by man. And if God did it, he had a reason. And if God did it, it's very important that we realize that reason. Very important. Now, why did he ordain these festivals? Because our God, our Creator, knew that his people need to be reminded year after year of what is the most important thing in the lives of us for his people, to be reminded of what God has prepared for us if we love him. I'd like you to notice what is said in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, about that, beginning with verse 7. But, as Paul said in a letter written to the church at Corinth, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, that is, the leaders of the world, the heads of government, the heads of big business, big banks, leaders in every walk of life in the world. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Even as it is written, now listen, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. How does knowledge get into your mind? How do you come to know anything at all? How do you know everything you ever came to know? Well, it's about 95% to 98% through your eyes and ears. And the rest will come through the sense of smell, taste, or feel. But, it continues, God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. And so, these things are revealed by God, the things that God has in store for us. Now to us, these festivals are the most important thing in our lives. But the last few years, we've been getting lazy. We're getting into the Laodicean condition. And that is a condition in which Jesus Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. You spit out of your mouth things you don't want in there any longer. And I think we'd better wake up. To us, these festivals are important, but many of us are not considering them any longer as important as we ought. Now, last year, I heard reports of some feast sites that not one word during the whole 8 days was spoken by any minister of telling why they were there, what the festivals mean, what is the meaning or the purpose of having these festivals anyway. And some wrote, I could get better sermons if I'd stayed at home than to have gone. I tell you, we need to wake up, and the ministry needs to wake up. God's ministers need a new spirit of urgency and power. Jesus Christ, the living head of the church, has been moving swiftly these last couple of months to put his church back on the track. And so much the more because we now see the day approaching when Christ is going to appear. We're in that generation, and we're the ones that are getting sleepy. And we're asleep at the switch, brethren, and we're deciding that my Lord delayeth his coming. Let's slumber and sleep. And reading the 25th chapter of Matthew, while some of them were slumbering and sleeping like that, the Lord came. And the door was shut, and they pounded on the door and tried to get in, but Christ is going to say to those, go away, I never knew you. You haven't known me, and you haven't cared. Well, I have assigned to the ministers speaking here and at the various speech sites the imperative obligation to preach the meaning and the purpose of these festivals, not only the Feast of Tabernacles, but all the festivals that show the master plan of God working out his purpose here below. Now, I plan to speak on this very theme tomorrow on the first of the Holy Days. Let me say that this is the 51st year of these festivals for me. I first began keeping them with my wife. My wife of 50 years that was taken from me in death now, way over 11 years ago. But God has given me another wife finally. But she and I began keeping these festivals alone for 7 years because we told the brethren that I had discovered that they were ordained forever and that we should be keeping them now, that Christ did, the early apostles did, the early church did. And when I told the brethren in the church then, and they were the church that we find described as the Sardis church in the Bible, the one that was spiritually dead, they laughed me to scorn. That's all. And they would not keep these festivals. And so far as I know, those same people have not begun to keep them even to this day. And my wife and I kept them for 7 years until the parent church of Philadelphia era of the church was founded in August of 1933 in Eugene, Oregon. And that is the parent church. And so I've been continuing to keep these festivals for 51 years. Now I know that I'm the only one here that can say that, but I just want to tell you how much gratitude it gives me to see that it has grown into what is now the largest festival or convention or conclave held by any church or religious organization or group on the face of this earth every year. So now there will be announcements. I will see you again tomorrow, and so I will say good night until tomorrow.